This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to Augusta Free Press on Facebook. And if you're listening on our archive podcast, welcome as well. I'm Chris Graham. We're going to do our weekly dive into local hospital census numbers, local, state, and national COVID-19 numbers. It's an important thing to do. We do this every Monday on AugustaFreePress.com. And I'm trying to make it a regular feature here on the podcast as well, the deep dive into numbers. The hospital census numbers for us locally continue to be strong, and we'll talk about that as well. At the statewide level, even national level, as we go through this, the important part of we're just close to a year into the impact of COVID-19 on the United States. It was, I know for most folks, it was the week of March 10th or so last year when things started shutting down. I was at the ACC tournament in Greensboro. There were actually some games played. There were some players on the court getting ready to play another game, pulled off the court, and then things, you know, pulled back. So we're getting close to that. We're just maybe 3 weeks away from that 1 year anniversary. We were told all along, and I think it was pretty smart, obviously, to say this, where we were trying to slow down the spread of COVID-19 so that it wouldn't have impact on hospital census numbers. So that not only could you continue to treat folks who were in hospitals for regular issues, all the things that normally happen to folks that need hospitalization, that need hospital care, but then also that you could incorporate whatever impact COVID-19 would have. So, you know, so we slowed things down to slow down the spread so that hospitals could remain able to do what they need to do in our society. The good news has been, we've been looking at these numbers from healthdata.gov. It's a service of the Health and Human Services federal department. We've been looking at these numbers for many weeks now for our local hospitals, and our local hospitals have been faring very, very well. In fact, when you hear the numbers today, and these numbers are all on the Augusta Free Press website. In fact, if you are listening to this right now live on Facebook, if you're listening on our podcast, on Monday, it'll be on the front page of the Augusta Free Press site. Easy to find. The headline is "Update: Local Hospital Census Numbers Continue to Trend Downward." It's a top story on the front page, both on the desktop and mobile sites. So easy to find numbers. You can see these numbers. You can hear me talking about them now, but you can see these numbers and kind of get and links back to healthdata.gov. Helpful situation here. Augusta Health, that's our primary for us, Augusta Free Press. We're based in Augusta County, Virginia, Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta, the region here. That's the hospital that serves our you know, focal area. Augusta Health reporting an average daily census for February 12th, 18th of 147.3. That's 57.1% of its capacity. Those are great numbers. In fact, they're great for the fact that there's plenty of capacity. It's probably not great for Augusta Health at only 57% capacity. Hospitals are in the business to make money like any other business. They would like to have more patients, right? So, but 57.1% means there's a lot of excess capacity. If there were to be a surge, which we'll talk about the numbers actually trending downward overall, but if there were to be a surge, obviously a lot of capacity for Augusta Health. Similar situation really across the board as we go through our local hospitals. Centara RMH up in Harrisonburg, Rockingham County, actually serves a 7-county region from Harrisonburg North. And we consider, from our standpoint, yeah, we're based in Augusta County, but Augusta County, Stanton, Waynesboro, Harrisonburg, Rockingham, Charlottesville, Albemarle, all the way down to Lexington, Rockbridge, that's sort of our core area that we consider our region that we cover. So Centara RMH up in Harrisonburg, average daily census for February 12th, 18th of 145.1, 55.4% capacity, even lower than Augusta Health's capacity. That's great. COVID numbers for both actually down significantly. And you know, the Augusta Health number that stands out from about a month, actually about 6 weeks ago, Augusta Health was averaging 39 patients per day admitted, hospitalized with COVID-19. The number for this past week was 11.3, less than a third of the height. Centara RMH from 1 week to the next, last week averaging 32.4, this week 20.6. So good numbers there at Centara RMH. Centara Martha Jefferson over in Charlottesville, but one of two hospitals serving the Charlottesville market. Average daily census overall of 99.1, 58.6% of capacity. The average number of hospitalized patients for COVID, 6.6, down from last week, 7.7. So again, great numbers. Much lower than we've seen at the height from about 6 weeks ago. UVA Medical Center, Charlottesville, the average daily census for 69.6, that's 76.5% of the capacity. The average number of hospitalized COVID patients was 34.7, down from last week's 45.9, down by about a third from week to week. And that's as there, you've seen headlines probably about UVA reporting a spike in coronavirus cases, but obviously not impacting the hospital numbers there. In fact, hospital numbers are down significantly from last week. So this is great news. Carilion, Stonewall Jackson down in Lexington, average daily census of 14.4, small hospital, 25 bed, that's 57.6% of capacity. But again, great numbers there. And hospital didn't report any COVID hospitalizations for the past week. So these are all great numbers from the standpoint of, again, the impact on hospitals. Hospitals are showing a lot of excess capacity. These are great trends. Continued solid news when you look directly at COVID-19 case hospitalization vaccine numbers. There's a lot of interplay between these numbers too. Today, Virginia Department of Health's COVID-19 dashboard reporting 1,155 new positive cases. And that's bringing the seven-day average down to 1,962. These numbers are the lowest dating back to before Thanksgiving. The seven-day average is the lowest since November 19th. The number reported today, the lowest since November 2nd, suggesting that the winter surge has come to an end. And we've been reporting that for about 3 weeks now here on AFP. We're seeing a sharp decline in COVID hospitalizations in Virginia. 1,537 COVID hospitalized patients today in Virginia hospitals. That's down 62% from the January 17th high of 4041. It's the lowest level since November 24th. That might be the day after Thanksgiving. I have to go back and look at the calendar, but around Thanksgiving. Similar trends nationally. The COVID tracking project actually reporting last night that 40 straight days of declining hospitalizations nationally. The high was back on January 8th. There were 131,921 patients in hospitals nationally with COVID-19, 131,921. The number for yesterday, 58,429. That's down 73% from the high. That 58,429 is the number of positives. The number of hospitalizations, 56,159. So again, 57.4% decline. The number of cases is down 73.7%. The 7 day average for COVID patient COVID test numbers for numbers for last week was at 64,301. January 10th, 6 weeks ago, 244,000. That's the 73.7% decline. We've almost lost three quarters of the number of cases per day nationally. These are good trends. Hospitalizations down sharply, cases down sharply. You know, I said this last week, it bears repeating, seasonality could be a factor. The number of people who've already had COVID could be a factor. I mean, these things kind of play together into the immunity thresholds that you hear about. Another big factor is the COVID vaccination pace. The Virginia Department of Health reporting here in Virginia, 1.6 million Virginians have received at least one dose. That's 13.1% of the state's population. The CDC is reporting that 43.6 million Americans have received at least one shot. That's also 13.1%. And going to two shots, the full vaccination with both of the vaccines in circulation right now. Virginia reporting 481,000, that's 5.6%. CDC reporting 18.9 million, 5.7%. So these are those fact that the vaccine numbers are, you know, we've seen there was a study that I read yesterday. Israel has been much more aggressive in vaccinating its population, and Israel's already reporting that the vaccinations themselves are having a significant impact on transmission of COVID-19. And so something that had been expected, but now we're seeing evidence of that. And so as vaccinations pick up here in the United States, we'll continue to see these numbers go down. These are good trends. So wanted to report that today. We'll talk later today, probably as well, signposting what we're going to do. We'll talk some UVA basketball. And we've got Tony Bennett talking with reporters today, previewing Wednesday's game at John Paul Jones Arena, UVA hosting NC State. We'll have more on that later today. We'll podcast about that. We'll talk on Facebook about that. We'll have some reporting on the website about that. And this week, I know we'll be talking with Rod Mullins about NASCAR. We'll get it more into sports. We'll get more into news. There's politics news that we'll jump into. So lots coming up on Augusta Free Press. Thank you for joining us here on this show. And go to AugustaFreePress.com for the latest news politics, sports news, and the rest. We'll talk to you again soon.